heard of it. Is that what it's called?
I wonder.
Bar. They call it, say bar, 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 bar. Yeah, bar.
You were talking about show now. Is that a designation by weight?
Okay.
By weight.
What was the?
A show.
Oh, that's a small, you know, he's isn't full grown. A shoat is a, he's larger than a pig, but he isn't full grown.
Right, now, is a pig the smallest?
Yeah.
Now, they can be either male or female?
Right.
Right, now, is a shoat one male or female?
It could be either, I suppose. Yeah, I'm not sure.
Do you know anything about where they break down the weight designations?
No.
A shoat?
No.
Or whatever. All right, now, a sow, that's always female.
See, that's right.
And a sow would be a female who has had little pigs.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. When you say hog, now would this always be a male or female?
No, it could be male or female, I suppose.
Okay. What about a gilt?
Now, I don't know what a gilt is. I've heard it, but I don't know.
That's fine. Do you know what they might call the little scroungy pigs they sometimes find in the litter?
The runt.
Alright. The stiff hair on a hog's neck are his
bristles.
And a wild hog particularly will have long
tushes.
When you feed a hog, you pour the food into a
trough.
If you had more than one of these, there'd be
two troughs. And more troughs.
Alright, the sound that a calf makes when he's being weaned.
He goes, bah, I reckon I
think. All right. What about the sound that a cow or a calf makes at feeding time?
They go, moo.
All right. What about a horse at feeding time?
He neighs.
A hen that's trying to hatch some little chickens is a... She's on her egg. She's an old...
Biddy. We call people old biddies. I guess she'd be an old...
Did you ever call her an old setting hen?
An old setting hen.
All right. You mentioned that you had a chicken house. Now, is there another little structure that you would use just for the mother hen and her little...
Yeah, a coop.
All right. Now, what did it look like?
We used to make them out of little slats. You know, build them square up about this high with the slats. Nail them one on top of, you know, like that. Board them up like that and have a cover for it.
Were they all up off the ground, or were they...
No, they were usually on the ground, but they were on a mound or something where if it should rain, it would run. The water wouldn't stand. You couldn't have them where it was, just the little chicks would drown.
Does
Pappy
ask you something?
What's wrong? No.
She doesn't there. It's okay.
A little petting.
I
want to go swimming. I know you do. Anyone that can you see down there?
No!
We're going to find them, okay? We're going to
see nothing houses.
I'm at the swim home.
Okay, the part of the chicken, there's a bone that the children like to play with. They'll pull on it. This is the...
Reach bone. They call it the pulley bone.
I know that.
Do you know, what does it mean when you pull the wish bone?
Make a wish.
And how do you determine who's going to get the wish?
The long one, they say. I think we used to do the short one. I don't know which is which.
We say the longest.
Did anybody ever nail them up over the door?
Or
any reason?
No, horseshoes, but not long chicken bones.
Not chicken bones.
No.
Okay. What about the insides of a pig or a calf that are edible?
For the pigs, the chitlins.
Are those the small intestines of the pig?
You can use either.
I love
the small and the... They love them.
They
buy them,
just
you know.
Bowls.
They like buy them out of the store.
I eat them fried and I eat them just boiled.